sounds good, Gary. That sounds really good.
Music for all those steakhouse restaurant tours.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I've got a movie I can recommend to everybody. It's actually one Jennifer and I've watched twice, but we wanted my mother-in-law to see it. And it, but it's Muscle Shoals.
Oh, yeah, the documentary on
that.
It's that dynamite.
It's a great movie, and it's just some of the best movie and some of the best artist. It was one of the most enjoyable sit down TV watch sessions I've had in a long time.
I also suggested to Jennifer, you need to look for 30 Feet from Stardom. These are about background singers that were so talented but were never huge stars.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised how many of these artists you have heard a billion times and didn't know who they were. So look that one up too as well. I can't get enough of music documentaries.
Yeah, that Muscle Shoals was really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Our top article this week is our most visited article that was in our do-it-yourself database at rosieonthehouse.com. How can I remove nail polish spilled on my wood floor? So, a couple things to do. You want to use a clean white towel. Get a Q-tip if you've got one first and get any of the extra wet stuff off you can. If you need to, use a little bit of rubbing alcohol before you go to any harsher cleaners. Test that either underneath a piece of furniture or in the closet where if that rubbing alcohol removes the finish or discolors it, you know, obviously it's too harsh for the finish you have. But if it doesn't discolor it and it doesn't remove it, then you can upgrade it again to mineral spirits. Do the same thing with that. Use it in a corner underneath a piece of furniture that's not going to move to make sure it doesn't discolor. And then if that doesn't work, and mineral spirits you get at paint stores. It comes in a can. A lot of times they'll use it when cleaning paintbrushes instead of a harsher acetone.
Okay, now curious minds want to know. There's our website sitting on the internet machine, rosieonthehouse.com. And we have Jen, our admin specialist, go into Google Docs and research, okay, what were people looking for more on our website this week than anything else? What in the world was going on that drove people to wonder about nail polish on their wood floors?
It's just a sign of the times, babe. Everybody's home doing their own nails.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like cutting your own hair, doing your own nails.
It isn't. It isn't all these quote unquote peaceful protesters getting dressed up for the camera.
Safe zone.
Golly. But it never ceases to. When Jen sends those to Romy and I just scratch my head and I said, really?
Sometimes you can tell when it's something that relates to a different part of the country.
Okay. All right. That's true. Internet machine is global. That's true.
So it's what, you know, the search results people are finding. And because our website has been around for so long, they give, that's called seniority. I think it originally went online in the 90s. So because it's been there so long, it shows up high on a lot of these really unique keyword requests.
Driving to the studio this morning, I've been doing this show for half my life.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
I've been doing this show for half my life.
Well, then you should have some seniority on the website, don't you think? And Romy, I think one of our all-time, always asked questions, most popular, is about the concrete mix. Mm-hmm. How do you mix concrete? Because it's been shared so many times and searched so many times, it's way up there.
Yeah, it's actually, what's a mortar mix? If you're actually,
how many homeowners really want to know that?
Me? Probably not a homeowner thing.
My first attempt when I was putting a block fence repair, oh boy, that didn't hold.
Well, you probably bought pre-mixed sat concrete. You didn't get sand.
No, I mixed it. I mixed it. Okay. And I went inside and made a cake better than mixing concrete.
Well, it never ceases to amaze me what it is that people are going to our website to find. Now, I just mentioned I've been doing this show for half my life. We've been on air for 32 years. This website wasn't built out until Romy graduated high school and built it out for me, and that was in the 90s. Every question we've been asked on this radio show for 32 years is posted on that website. And the current correct answer for Arizona is there. So RosieOnTheHouse.com is your free Arizona homeowner encyclopedia. Consider it like a care manual for your Arizona house. And it's just one of the things we do to continue in our effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Sidecar Mike is on the phone with some advice for us on running a vap, coolers, and air conditioners. And we're going to take his call very first thing when we get back, right after this bottom of the hour break.